and now your speaker, Morgan Medlin.
In Psalm 13, verse 6, beautiful words expressed by the psalmist, I will sing to the Lord, for He has dealt bountifully with me. I'm sure that all of us tonight could say, as David centuries ago, that the Lord has dealt bountifully with us, that we have been blessed in a multitude of ways. This 13th Psalm describes what someone has termed as the seven religious emotions. If time permitted, I believe we could notice in this very brief chapter those emotions that came into the life of David. He began the chapter by talking about his calamities, his adversities, his difficulties. But then he comes out of this depression, and in this last verse, I will sing to the Lord, for He has dealt bountifully with me. Reminding us of Paul's statement in Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. Giving thanks. We know that there are seven notes in music. And tonight we have taught and admonished one another in these songs. There are seven colors in light. Maybe just in coincidence, there's seven emotions, as we mentioned a moment ago, found in this 13th chapter of Psalm. But I'm glad that David did not stay in the well of depression, but rather as he took inventory of his life and he saw how many wonderful and good and great things there were, he could just say, I will sing to the Lord. I hope that all of us will always look at our life and we'll realize that there is something to sing about. There are many, many things that are wonderful and great, marvelous and good. And that even though we may let ourselves momentarily lapse into times of depression or despondency, that somehow or other we'll not stay in those valleys, but we will walk through those valleys as Psalm 23 teaches. I'm not sure the shepherd psalm is just talking about emotions, but it does come to bear that all of us will again get on the mountain peak of faith and joy and sing to the Lord because He has dealt bountifully with us. So many blessings, so many wonderful things have come into our life, and let's never lose sight of them. If you're not a follower of the Lord Jesus, we would urge you to become such, to believe as Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That invitation of Jesus is for all. All of those who labor, all of those who know the burden and the weight of life and know the tragedy of what sin does. Come all of you that labor, that realize you can't make it on your own, and I will give you rest. The Lord is the answer. The Lord is the solution. He will give us a song in our heart. And He will give us a purpose for living. And so if you're not a Christian, we would urge you to become one by believing in the Lord with all of your heart, repenting of sin, confessing that marvelous name, and then being buried in the waters of baptism for the remission of sins, to rise and walk in a newness of life. If you haven't done this, we would urge you to do so. And if you have and you've wandered away, you haven't been faithful to the commitment you made to God, then come in repentance, asking His forgiveness, which He offers, which He's willing to give upon our desire, upon our request, and our repentance.